Okay.
Tuesday night, Chodesh Halvavus, page Ches. V'omra alecha ha-chachomim, v'omra alecha ha-chachomim, shoye yoshev lasik v'nyonu b'nei adam, he would learn Torah, things that are chodesh ha-ivorim, things that are shulchan aruch, halachas, dinim, whatever it is, chodesh mishpat, arachayim, yeredeya, at chatzi ha-yom, he would spend half his day learning that, and he would learn that b'chabura, he would learn with people and talk and learning, and then he would, v'chashem is bodeid mechaveirov, when he would go into the Yerushalayim forest, and ask the Breslover to make room for him, Aymer, he would say, Tate! No, Hagishum or Hamitzvah. Now I'm going to delve into what the Chovis Alvodas calls, at least according to this translation, or Hamitzvah, which would be, you know, the word almost sounds like it's Kabbalah. But the Chovis Alvodas doesn't recommend learning Kabbalah anywhere in the Sefer. And he calls Chovis Alvodas Ma'or Hamitzvah. We talked about this yesterday. It's hidden. No one knows about it. But it's an or. It makes you see everything in life differently. Imagine a person that develops bitachon, a person that develops shar avodas elokim, a person that develops shar hakniya, a person that develops shar habechina. Mamish, everything he looks at, everything he sees, everything he experiences, he sees from a different perspective. But it's hidden. It's inside of him. Only Hashem knows. And that's a major, major theme of the whole Sefer. Kavanosa b'kach, what did this chacham mean when he said Hagishu Mo'or Hamatzpun? He didn't mean Kabbalah. He meant Taras Chayvus Halbavus, all these things that I just mentioned. Now he's going to tell a funny story. V'nishol achar ha-chachamim, once upon a time there was a Talmud Chacham that was asked a shayla, not nagei l'maisa, a theoretical shayla, al shayla nadira, an unusual shayla medine gerishin. Some lomdish shayla, some like a subtlety maybe. We're going to see. It has to be explained. We'll see what the Chavit Halova says. An unusual shayla. The Eish of L'Sholalo, so he said, what are you? Ato ha-sholalo ma-sholo yasikeu iyudiyoso. It wasn't a gala maisa. He says, you're asking me these theoretical lamdusha, pilpul dikka maybe questions, and if you don't know the answer, there's no harm done. The Chavit Halova says, I want to elaborate on this, but first let's learn what the Chavit Halova says. Him, you tell me something. Haim yodata heitev. I mean, he mamish laced into the guy. Haim yodata heitev. Kol ma shatochayev ladas min hamitzvus. Basher ein chavashoy l'salim mehem. Do you know things of chayvus halbados that it's, you're not allowed to ignore? And have you developed there that whole world there that people don't delve into? Achin ispanesoy. Okay, now you have nothing to do. Lahaflik beiyun and b'sheilos hanadiros b'kushios sayhen. Either it's pilpul, maybe it's what we would call lumdus. You know, you're like, there's so much to do before that. Aser lo sirchosh b'yidiyosan, my love b'doschav emunoscha, they are not aiding you in your avodas Hashem, in your emuna. Lo tisakin b'hem, they are not going to be mashpia on you, on migra'ash b'midosecho hanafshios. Now this is a very radical statement. That certainly is surprising to us. And so the question is, this has to be discussed a little. Certainly, we have the present yeshiva world, certainly, and I would say from the time of Rabbi Sol Salanter and on, or even the Maral, certainly talks about how learning even seemingly arcane parts of Torah certainly is mashpia on a person's nefesh. You have the Chazal, Hamor, Shabbat, Machzir, Lebutov. So, we'll start tomorrow. I'll decide, like, we'll see. Where's the Chavis Halvavus coming from that he says what he says? And do we hold differently today? There was something called Pilpul that apparently was only, like, it wasn't Lumdus the way we know it, where we delve into the principle of what the Gemara is talking about. But there was something called Pilpul, which was just like, I don't know what the English word for it is, it was just like Topulim Shel Hevel, and all the many Rishonim and Achronim railed against it. So it could be that's what the Chavis Halvavus is talking about. It's not Mestavri, he's talking about the way we learn today, where if we discuss subtleties and Lumdus and Eon, we're really discussing the basic principles of Torah. It's just we're discussing it from the perspective and in the context of like lumdisha cases, but it's really the basic principles of even what's benigla. So we'll pick it up from here tomorrow, and we'll try to figure out what the Chazal is talking about and what we assume today, and if there's a difference.